Radio.
Hello.
Hey, everybody, this is John, and welcome once again to another gum-flapping edition of the Bang Radio Hour Retro Minicast. That's right, this is a rerun. We're going to take some of our most fun from the last 14 years of the world-renowned Bang Radio Hour podcast and give it to you here in the NFL offseason. The Bang Radio Hour podcast is a football show, and in the offseason, Tom and I only do one per month, which will be next week, by the way. We're going to record the new episode May the 11th. That'll be episode 326, and it's chock full of fun. Anyway, we want you to share this show. This is a small little mini-cast. It's only 20 minutes. Send it to your friends. The more listeners we get, really, it helps me put my 14 kids through college, and it helps Tom pay for his mom's surgery that she so desperately needs. All right, we're going to begin this episode from all the way back in 2007, and here's a kid who's got to be in high school by now. I would hope so. And he probably still feels the same way. I have no idea.
This kid that some parent put on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Poor little guy.
Yeah, he doesn't like Tom Brady at all.
What?
Tom Brady, don't video me.
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
Idiot.
Well, I think Tom Brady's an idiot, too. He might throw a pick.
He never gives up video in touchdowns.
Why does he like Tom Brady so much? Because he's mean?
No, I hate him!
Oh, Christopher. Don't get so upset.
And don't hit him, they annoy.
Well, go give him a punch.
Oh, I do.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though. And I hate him, they annoy. He's sucky.
Do you think that Tom Brady hurt the Eagles player?
Oh, man.
What did people do before they had YouTube to humiliate their kids, Tom? Do you remember, like, sometimes, did you ever remember when you were a kid screaming and yelling? Because, I mean, I can remember when I was, like, I don't know, 9 years old, I think I was, when the Redskins lost to the Dolphins in Super Bowl VII. And I was pretty pissed off about it. But, you know, my mom didn't, like, open the window and hold my crying head out the window and say, hey, everybody, look at my kid, come here, hurry up.
I hate football.
Me hanging out the window with my mom hanging on to my hair. I hate Larry Zonka. Paul Warfield sucks.
Bang Radio.
Okay, so here's Michael Irvin, and he's going to give us new sound effects today, John.
Absolutely.
And he's here he is. He's talking about Dez Bryant, Dez Bryant's passion, and what it's like to play wide receiver.
I want you to understand what it takes in your mind to be running after a football in your mind. And your body, is saying, what are you doing? Stop. And you keep going. And you keep going. And you make that play. That's a beast right there, buddy. That's a beast. So now, you got something. In 2 weeks, he'll be in shape. And he'll still have that desire to go get a football. That's how you win a championship. And that was the best thing I heard yesterday.
Oh, no.
I like the first line, dude. It's in your mind.
It's in your mind.
In your mind.
Be running after a football in your body. And your body. Your body is saying, what are you doing? Stop.
Oh, man. Your nose be doing something. Your body be going, yap, yap. What your nose be doing?
And he'll still have that desire to go get a football.
Okay, all right.
The desire to go get a football as opposed to a Big Mac and fries.
So I took all of his sound effects and put them all together in a montage.
A montage.
Oh, and this is how it came out. It's almost a song.
It sounds like Donald Duck yelling at somebody.
No.
We should get a Donald Duck sound clip and put it next to that. That's for next week.
I actually I had to name these sounds.
Okay.
And let's see. This one's called Bacaca Bacalock.
Oh my god. I couldn't recreate that sound if I tried. It sounds like that thing on South Park when they're trying to explain what it sounds like when you're having sex with a dead person.
Yeah.
And the second one's called I can't even say what I wrote. Ikikwikabok.
I kicked her in the box. That's Donald Duck talking about smacking his bitch around.
And then you put them both together and it comes out.
We could like be channeling aliens here, Tom. We could probably package this up and send it over to Art Bell's show, and he would believe us if we told him we fucking had a recording of aliens. Oh, hell, and here on Coast to Coast with Art Bell, finally we have evidence of alien activity here on Earth.
Michael Irvin. Wow.
I always knew it.
Bang Radio.
Redskins Radio.
Yeah, look, during the game, all right, now, Sonny Jurgensen still has his faculties about him, but he is also like 74 years old, and he's getting cranky, Tom. He's just getting irritable up there in the booth. So that's funny enough. You got Sam Huff, who doesn't know what's going on, and then there's Doc Walker on the sidelines, who I didn't realize was so damn funny, but he does sideline reporting quite unlike anybody else I've heard do sideline reporting.
Right.
You can rest assured Doc isn't going to be calling up there saying things like, you know, we just saw something about the game plan seems to be heavily favored towards the run, Bob. Get back up to you. No, you're not going to hear that. He was on our he was a hog, so that's how long ago it's been since he was right on the field. He was a tight end for us. And I think he sometimes really still thinks he can get out there and muck it up with these guys, man.
He gets
irritable, man.
Yeah, well, he got upset. He got irritated because they kept holding Kerrigan all game long.
Right. And they are holding Kerrigan every play. So Perry Riley, though, gets a sack.
Now, with Smith, the Pillsbury Doughboy, their right tackle out of Alabama, I mean, he's a disgrace to physical fitness, and Ryan Kerrigan's killing him, but these incompetent referees are letting him get away with murder. The Pillsbury Doughboy.
Now, that's a sideline. That's telling me something about the game. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Oh, God, that's usually you get that. And as you know, Al, the Eagles look bad in the first half, so I asked Andy Reid what they plan to do in the second half, and he told me they expected to play better. Back to you. No, I like that. Fat Pillsbury Doughboy in there. He's probably done 10 yards away from him yelling it at him.
Yeah, he made that comment, and Sam Huff said,
"What's the score?"
Right. You know, you've mentioned this before, that when you listen to their games on the radio, they've got this 70-whatever-year-old Sam Huff doing the games.
All right, Sam Huff, the Hall of Fame linebacker for the Redskins and the Giants, and Sonny Jurgensen, both of them are 77. One of them is sharp as a tack, and his name is Sonny, and the other one is completely freaking losing it.
And I had no idea. I mean, you used to tell me about the stuff he'd say, but until I actually heard these clips, I did not realize how out of it this guy really is.
Oh, dude, and these aren't even all that bad. They are a lot worse. I'm definitely going to be rolling on every single Redskins game this year just so we can pull some of these gems out. These are going to be our new Michael Irvin clips, believe you me.
Well, here's an example.
Chip shot from 28 yards out, just inside the left hash.
18 yards out.
Well, there's a 10-yard end zone. This is a 28-yard field goal attempt.
Okay.
This isn't back in the day when the goalpost was at the front of the end zone.
How many times do you think Sam's head got rammed into that goalpost on a goal line play?
All right, here's another clip.
Play action fake Moore. Bootlegs it. Nobody knows he has the football. To the left, wide open. He's got the first down.
Boy, he can run. I don't know who that guy is, but he is fast and had that football. He was
Moore?
Yeah, I mean, he went out right to the sideline.
There was nobody there. I don't know how fast he was.
That's pretty fast.
Oh, God. All right, look, it was one of those, it was a naked bootleg, right, where nobody expected him to have the ball, and everybody was on the right side of the field, and he took off on the left. We've all seen that play, right? And he got about 12 yards and got run out of bounds. Frankly, I was surprised he didn't get like 30. And yeah, Huff, I love Sonny Jurgensen there.
More?
More? Ugh.
More?
More?
Yeah. No.
I love that. He goes,
He goes, yeah, I don't know who he is, but he sure is fast. And then Sonny goes, he goes, well, there was nobody there. I don't know how fast he was. And he goes, yeah, there's nobody there. That's fast.
He was so fast, Tom, that as soon as he hiked the ball, it was another first down.
Right. Here, he must not have been watching the play before the one he'd just seen.
No screen passes anymore.
I guess they wanted to play before this.
I didn't see it.
What were you watching?
Well, I was watching the play, but it didn't look like a screen to me. It
the
like...
one to Halu on the right?
Oh, God. And, you know, this play was a quintessential screenplay. It was, you know, it was one as soon as all of us, everybody listening to this show, as soon as the guy snapped the ball, everybody would yell, screen! It was one of those classics from the textbook, page 5.
Right.
I haven't seen one of that. We've run one of those since 1964. You know, that Matt Moore is so fast. I don't know who he is, but he threw a pass, and when he ran downfield to block for the receiver, it hit him in the head.
Perfect throw, right on the, you know, right on the sidewalk almost.
He threw to the sidewalk, John.
He threw it over there, Tom, and I'm telling you, he almost hit the mailman.
Perfect throw, right on the, you know, right on the sidewalk almost.
Wow. Why does this guy have a job?
He's right over there, almost hit that organ grinder and his little monkey.
Why does that guy have a job?
Because he's Sam Huff. He's a Hall of Famer, and he and Sonny Jurgensen pretty much own DC.
Well, they don't let Hall of Fame football players play the game anymore either.
No, I understand that. And I'm sure that it's probably getting to the point where they're going to have to ask him to step down, which is bad for everybody involved, because really, when you're watching the Redskins, this is about the only entertainment we get. Except for our rookie linebacker, man. Ryan Kerrigan's all right.
What's the score?
Is it time for kickoff yet?
Skins have one touchdown in the last 2.5 games.
Well,
so the move to Rex has not found pay dirt.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it was the right move.
It was the right move.
I think it's the best move they could have made.
And you know what, Tom? In all honesty, that is a correct statement. It is actually the best move they could have made.
Right.
John Beck doesn't get us in position to throw interceptions at the 5-yard line.
What's the score?
What's the score?
The scoreboards are like 30 yards wide. They're everywhere.
What's the score? What's the score?
That was like 3 minutes into the third quarter, dude. Halftime, and you had plenty of time to figure out where the scoreboard was.
You're the guy doing the game on the radio.
What's the score?
He just woke up. Wait, excuse me, what?
What's the score? I forgot.
10-6, Dolphins leading the Redskins.
I forgot, he said. I forgot.
Dude, I tell you what, Larry Michael is a very patient guy.
This is funny. He had not heard of the Wildcat offense before.
You know, he probably had heard about it in pregame.
That's true, right.
This is the second quarter by now.
What do you mean by Wildcat?
The running back is playing deep, and he's taking the direct snap. So the running back is, in essence, the quarterback.
That's almost like a punt. Okay. You don't know what it is.
Fourth down, they're going for it.
It's almost like a punt.
It's, you know, who knows what the punter's going to do, Tom. You never know. You know, that guy's tricky back there, boy. Sometimes he's European. He doesn't even speak any English.
The Wildcat is like a punt. All right.
Yeah, except, well, it's not on fourth down. They never kick the ball, and they always try to run it. It's like a perpetual fake punt.
This is my favorite, his idea for a kickoff.
You know, I just thought of something. If you receive the kickoff the first half,
right?
Why the other team should be
they
able
the
to
second
the
half.
Second half.
That's
and
what
balance it out.
What happens? Well, so the Redskins will get the second half kickoff.
He's so stupid.
He's going to call the commissioner. Will somebody get a hold of Mr. Goodell? This is a good idea, damn it. We should have this in play right now.
Right?
The Redskins deferred the kick, right? And yeah, they didn't like it, and he was that was how he was going to fix things.
Let me tell you my idea, Tom. I think we ought to have a field that's, oh, I don't know, 100 yards long. That'll make things pretty hard to score.
Screen pass to Darrell Young. He's got blockers across the 40. Gets hit, and they close down quickly, but a gain of 8 on that screen pass to Darrell Young.
Boy, Helu is really fitting into this offense, isn't he?
That wasn't Helu.
That wasn't?
It was Darrell Young. It's his 8th catch of the season.
I thought Larry said Helu.
No, I said Darrell Young.
Okay, well, I was wrong.
No, wait a minute. Right after he says the name.
Screen pass to Darrell Young. He's got blockers across the 40. Gets hit, and they close down quickly, but a gain of 8 on that screen pass to Darrell Young.
Boy, Helu is really fitting into this offense, isn't he?
That wasn't Helu.
What do you mean? Franco Harris? What? Boy, you think that Riggins has a future with this team, huh?
What's the score?
Right.
Am I supposed to be in? Where's my helmet?
I mean, he says that pass to Darrell Young. Oh, Helu's really fitting in great, isn't he? I mean, right after he said the name. That's unbelievable.
Oh, hell, he just locks in, man, you know. He was going to talk about Roy Helu no matter what.
Yeah, I don't think he's paying attention to anything the other guys were saying.
No. Till they correct him. Well, what?
He thinks 216 pounds is a big fullback.
Yeah, plus he's good size. I mean, he's not small. He's a big fullback.
He's a tailback, 216 pounds.
That's big size.
That's a small tailback, dude. What if he saw LeGarrette Blount coming at him? What would we do? Oh, my God, everybody run for the hills. There's a bear in here.
The offensive lineman's got the ball. What?
What? You're not eligible, fella. Put that down. I didn't hear anybody report.
Yeah, 216 pounds, a big fullback. They probably.
Oh, man. This guy.
Oh, my God.
This guy is something else.
16 pounds is a small high school tight end. Small high school safety.
I don't know if he still thinks we're in the pre-merger days, but this is a good one.
The American Football League used to be a joke to the NFL. No longer.
Yeah, the American Football League, John. Not a joke anymore.
This was his pregame analysis of the Patriots. They can throw it, you know?
Let me tell you, 50 years ago, we used to laugh at these guys. Well, not anymore, buddy. Tell you, pal, that Joe Namath put us in our place.
All right, so there it is. And now I will watch as all the shocked Redskins fans who have befriended me over the last few weeks will unbefriend me in short order. Ah, come on, have a sense of humor. If we can't laugh at ourselves, after all, let's just look at that guy over there with the big nose and funny shoes. All right, you can follow us at Bang Radio Hour on Twitter, find our Bang Radio Hour Facebook page, and of course, go to bangradiohour.com and punch that donation button. All right, next week, just like I said, a brand new episode. That's right, Bang Radio Hour, episode number 326, due out next weekend. Tom and I have had some fun stuff to talk about here about the draft. We got the Redskins softcore porn escort service and a whole lot more stuff. So until then, later.
Summer wardrobe weather struggles? Introducing convertible wellies. One minute they're Wellington boots, the next, flip-flops.
Convertible wellies, never going to happen, is it? But with the new BP Me Rewards card, getting more of the summer essentials you love more often will. Search BP Me Rewards to find out more.
It's not just our award-winning Peugeot van range. It's your dog grooming, lift engineering, espresso making, patio building, total and utter beating heart of your business Peugeot van range. Rely on advanced new grip models to tackle tough terrain. Add your personality with stylish new asphalt models. Whatever your business, all new partner, expert and boxer can handle it. Visit Peugeot.co.uk. Master the impossible.